Welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Podcast. This is your host, Frank. Thank you, as always, for tuning in and listening. So, with the newer games, I'm realizing something very, very unique and deep about myself. I'm just not interested in newer games and newer systems. Don't get me wrong, they look very, you know, very next gen. They have a lot of good quality of life features, including, you know, saving, the quick save, the quick resume. What else? Spider-Man Miles Morales looks really awesome as well. The Xbox function where, you know, you'll be able to, you can just, the quick save resume on the Xbox as well, and just to upgrade specs. It looks amazing. However, for me, if I can be completely honest, I think, like, when it really hit me that games are changing and that is going out of my realm was probably after the PlayStation 2 and the Dreamcast. I think the last time I was very excited for a game console was the Sega Dreamcast. And that's back like over 20 years ago, and that's saying much. And again, it's no offense to the newer, you know, no offense to the newer systems, but I realized, like, I mean, I could get another Sega Dreamcast, but I already had like 3 or 4 of them, and plus a lot of the games that I have, you know, I have them on compilations. I mean, I will pick up maybe 1 or 2 game systems, and I'm not going to be here waxing ad nauseum about how I feel about games and stuff. That's not what the podcast is for. So I decided just to, I might expound on it in the future, but I decided just to encapsulate my top 5 video game moments of all time. And it's just because, like, I already feel like a shift coming on in my life, where, like, doing the has really been beneficial with doing the combo video for Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. So it's really been beneficial because I've been able just to, like, you know, find creative things, and it really, like when I focus on stuff, or if I'm like, hey, I'm going to the lab to, like, practice stuff. Like, that's usually the only game I play, except for, you know, I'm playing online with El Hombre. So, but with that said, I've already wasted a lot of time, like, talking about the stuff, and I don't want to, like, get back and feel like, oh, don't like this or don't like that ad nauseum. The long story short is that there's still games that will come out, and I'm like, oh, crap, you know, I definitely want to get this game. But I haven't been excited for a system launch since the Sega Dreamcast, and, you know, it's just time for me to realize, like, you know, maybe I'm a relic. And, you know, I'm an older guy, just turned 33, you know, older person. Maybe, honestly, I'm a relic in the realm of video games, where, or maybe it's a combination of being older, being set in ways where I don't feel like my generation is the greatest of all time when I grew up with playing video games, but it's just a fine generation that, you know, always will cherish those moments of, like, playing video games and interacting, and even the newer games as well. You know, they look decent, they look neat, but it's just not for me, and I'm at peace with that. You know, so I think, like, just owning it, being at peace with it, and just allowing myself just to be like, okay, you know, not for me, but very, very excellent. Carry on, pip pip, cheerio. You know, that's it. So it's just me being at peace with it. And I promise I'm not going to, like, you know, bore people with stuff. But I also want to tell Nathan, when you're older and listening to this podcast, you know, Dad actually didn't grow up loving video games. Love more LCD games. And I love toys and action figures. Then I discovered video games. It wasn't even, like, you know, first fell into it. Now, I did fell out of it, you know, at the age of 33, but there's certain things that I love about it, and I still love about it, that will never, you know, tarnish the legacy of how much, you know, I do love video games. It's just, you know, you and mommy are my my loves. So that's all. Okay, enough sentimentality. So number five is when I discovered my favorite video game moment is when I discovered Sangyu's glitch on Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. I actually have this rank low because I have four more important things that I have mentioned before. Or number one, I don't think I've have mentioned before on the podcast. But number five is discovering Zangief's glitch and discovering that, like, hey, this is something that's game-breaking. I thought it was neat because I did put, you know, and I'm still putting in, you know, a lot of time with playing Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. So discover something that was just so game-breaking and also... you know, Zangief really messed up my, whatchamacallit, he really messed up my tier list. I mean, I'm not, like, fully exclusive to, like, tier list and analytics, you know, but they do play a certain key component when you're, whatchamacallit, when you're doing stuff and you're getting stuff done. So, you know, they do play, you know, a key component. So, that was... But as soon as I discovered that, I'm like, ah, crap. I have to go back and write my whole tier list yet again and update it. But, you know, that's the good part about playing the game. You'll find certain things that stick out to you, you know. So that's number five. Number four, this is not going to be a long podcast. I already, you know, used up a lot of time. Number four, Christmas 1993. I mentioned it before. Long story short, my mom Christmas 1993, I did not even know my mom purchased a Sega Genesis. I did not even know she knew anything about video games. But she surprised us with two controllers, Sega Genesis, and the Sega Genesis with a six-pack. So not only it had, you know, two controllers, but, you know, had, to me, my favorite and the best compilation of games ever, which is the Sega Genesis six-pack. Only six games, but... man, those things just stretched for a good long time. I did not want any video game. So that's my favorite memory with that. So that's number four. Number three, this is more of like an encapsulation as well as number two. Number three is arcades with the Capcom versus games. So starting from Children of the Atom when I played it in Atlantic City in the Taj Mahal. On the second floor, you know, or playing Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter in an arcade where I met, like, I got destroyed by this older woman who I just fell in love with because I was like, oh my, and I was only like 9 or 10, but she destroyed me in Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter, one of my favorite games, and I was just like, wow, you are amazing. So, let me see. Playing online with, I missed my turn. I know I was going to do that. No, I didn't know I was going to do that. But, yeah. Let's see. Playing with my high school friends, you know. Also playing Capcom games on my night before your wedding. Bachelor party, yeah. So playing that night before the wedding, bachelor party. So playing that as well. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Don't want to forget too much, but I've already been forgetful of a lot. And this is like a weird, weird thing for me. I've been forgetting a whole lot. It's insane. So, yeah, definitely, you know, bachelor party. You know, all we did was just play video games. And we played, you know, the versus video games as well. So number two, it was just a moment that I'll always, actually, yeah, number two, I'm sorry, I'm actually debating a moment, so I'll have to place this at number two, forgive me, but beating, okay, so number two is just playing Streets of Rage 1, and it was just... not like, you know, when we were younger, but like older, playing Streets of Rage 1 with my older brother, James. So that's the number two moment. And I love you, bro. We literally just played the whole game, just, you know, sitting through. And I also play with my sister as well. So playing with my brother and sister, just beating the whole game of Streets of Rage from start to finish. You know, the original tag teams. Original, not really a tag team, but we were a hill stable. So we were the bad guys. So I love you, bro. Love you, sis. And my number one moment, just to wrap up. Let's pound on that. Basically, we just picked up and played. Because that was one of the... with the six-pack, there was only, like, 3 2-player games. So it was Columns, Golden Axe, and Streets of Rage. The only single-player games were Super Hang-On, Sonic, and Revenge of Shinobi. And just playing Streets of Rage with my brother and sister, that was, like, the greatest time. First, my brother when he was younger, then my sister when she got a little older. Some of the greatest times of my life. Number one favorite gaming moment is something that's still happening now that I cherish and appreciate as well. And it takes the cake. It's just playing with online with my good friend El Hombre, a.k.a. Josh. Some of the greatest times, because it's literally like we're even and we're tied. You know, I don't care how good I'll get in Street Fighter. I can never beat my brother. You know, there's no way. I'll always lose to him in a landslide. But playing against Josh, we're just so evenly matched in almost every game that we play. There's a couple games that we're not evenly matched, but most of the games we're just like, okay, it's just an even match and it can go either way. And it's always epic times. And especially during this pandemic now, it's just so much fun. And thank you, El Hombre. You know, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for the times the game playing. Again, I haven't really talked about it this much, but I'm going to end the podcast with this. It's got a crazy day on stack, but, you know, my heart goes out to all those that have been affected by this pandemic negatively, that lost lives, that, you know, things that have happened to you or your family. I was up a little bit earlier just, you know, saying a prayer and just, you know, just praying that, you know, this podcast can at least encourage those people that are listening throughout this time. Thank you for just making me a part of your life. I hope I provide some type of, you know, enjoyment. Again, I know everybody's affected by this pandemic in a certain way. My heart goes out to each and every one of you, especially those that have lost lives, and that lives will be changed forever. And I know that we're in the worst of it, but it's time to fight. It's time to pull through. It's time to be together in unison as a nation. It's just time. We have the capability to beat this, and we will. We will honor those that have unfortunately passed, and we will get back to... Let's not get back to a normalcy like before. Let's get to a new normal. Let's get to a new normal where caring about each other becomes the norm, and, you know, let's go for it. Let's go for it. Regardless of whatever you feel in the United States, let's go for it. But let's also go for it as a nation and as a world and as a community. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This is your host, Frank. God bless.